Well, you've heard of it, and you may even know folks who get it or deliver it. It's Meals on Wheels. And did you know that it thrives right here in the Brazos Valley and has for a long time? Speaking of a long time, William Ray is the director of the local Meals on Wheels program, and he's been doing it for...
Be 25 years in January.
Now that, folks, is a passion, and bravo to him. For your family, I know it's a grind. I know to have two or three meals a day ready every day. Well, William Ray, how many meals do your folks prepare?
600 meals a day, Monday through Friday, that we deliver in four counties.
And that's done 5 days a week by just 13 people at the Meals on Wheels headquarters near downtown Bryan. And then it's delivered by volunteers. Lots of them.
We have about 110 volunteers that come monthly to deliver the meals. Without those volunteers, we would close down.
And those folks, different numbers every day, take off on 12 different routes every day, Monday through Friday. Now, they need that many volunteers because, well, as you can imagine, some just deliver once a week, some every other week, some a few days a week, whatever fits their schedule. Judy and I delivered Meals on Wheels in Nebraska on a much smaller scale than that, and we have helped out on a route here, not telling you that to toot our horn, but to get you to consider joining up with Meals on Wheels.
So all you have to do is call our Meals on Wheels coordinator. The number is 823-2203. We'll set up a time and a route for you to do once a week, twice a month, whatever works with you.
And if you or someone you know needs meals on wheels,
there's only a certain number of people that can be on the program at a time. But if a person is Medicaid eligible, they can call the Department of Aging and Disability Services to get on that program, and they actually tell us who to serve. Also, if they're Medicaid eligible and they have either Superior or United Health as their managed care coordinators, they can assign meals, and they will let us know, and we do a contract with all three of them to provide this service. We also do a contract with the Area Agency on Aging, where we have 110 individuals that we manage ourselves and put on the program. Unfortunately, all of these programs right here have waiting lists. You could be on the waiting list 6 months to a year before you would get services.
Again, that's William Ray, director of the local Meals on Wheels. A quarter century he's been doing it, and yeah, it's a job, but to me it sounds more like a passion.
We get our encouragement from the volunteers because they give their time, their vehicle, their gas to do this. And I don't think there's any other volunteers that do that for any other organization. So I just can't say enough about the volunteers and the volunteer spirit here in Bryan College Station.
Thank you, William Ray and Meals on Wheels. That's a bravo, Brazos Valley. For Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best of the Brazos in 2015. I'm Tom Turbeville.